From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, from the Bearded Patriots, Billy Painter. And then the founder of the first credit card for conservatives, Rob Collins of Coin. Also, Kirby Newberry, the king of coffee from DiscountCoffee.com. And the Right Mind studio band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
How you doing, Joey? Wow.
Hey.
Hey, are they? Are we still Americans, or did China take over? Because I hear like the Chinese president is over here. What's that all about? I mean, he's meeting with Joe. Okay, so the Chinese president came over here from China because that's where he's the Chinese president, and he's meeting with
Joe.
Took
his hot air balloon, came in.
Yeah, he did. He took a balloon, one of those Chinese balloons. I bet.
He said, "I'm not going to get shot down. I bet you."
Well, Joe doesn't shoot the balloons down. He waits till they go all over the country and take spy pictures, and then they let. You know, then he deals with
it. That's how he knew where to land. Yeah.
He did know how to land there. But yeah, apparently the guy is over here, and he's in San Francisco, and they had to clean up all the poop and everything and get rid of the homeless people. Why, for this Chinese guy, why didn't they just do that before? And why did they have to wait until this communist dictator came over? I mean, what's that all about?
They've got Alcatraz right there. Scoop up all the homeless people, put them over there. There's like a skate park. There's a banana stand.
You should not
the
have
seals
said,
go and
I'm
hang out.
I'm sorry, but you said Alcatraz, and you know what that means.
What does that mean?
You know who was in Escape from Alcatraz?
The Birdman?
Welcome to The Rock.
Sure.
Oh, The Rock.
Oh, yes. So you're The Rock. Yeah, that's my Sean Connery for you guys out there that haven't heard it. I do the best Sean Connery imitation.
I've got the higher ground now.
So you want to be a soccer player, Mr. Williams.
Don't let the green vial fall into the water.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, back to Joe. They're letting Joe meet with this Chinese. I wouldn't let Joe meet with my blind, deaf neighbor. I mean, much less like the Chinese president who's got like these nuclear bombs and stuff like that. You don't think he's going to screw something up, do you?
I don't know. He'll probably fall asleep and then hit a button and then nuke. Oops, a nuke.
That's it. Yeah. You don't think he has a nuclear code, do you? I'm getting really, can you tell I'm getting a little agitated and worried here? I usually don't have anxiety, but just the fact that this guy with like, maybe we should change
the subject. We always assume the nuclear code is just three numbers. Like it's got to at least be six numbers, right? Or a letter's got to be in there?
No, I think the nuclear code for Joe is just nuclear code. I think if he just types in, it's kind of a bit, I don't think he knows how to spell nuclear. It's probably just Joe.
In the movies, it's sometimes a key and they wear it around their neck. I bet Joe, he swallowed his key a while ago and they probably for it to
he
come
probably
out.
Thought he was. That's right. But he can't do it. If it does come out, he can't do it in San Francisco.
The nuclear code.
They're not letting them do the nuclear code in San Francisco because they got rid of the homeless and the pooping in the street. And now because they have the Chinese dictator there. I wonder if the Chinese dictator came to St. Louis if they clean it up here. That's an idea.
He should tour the country.
He should tour
all these Democrat cities and then boom.
That is a brilliant idea. He could go on a nationwide tour of all the liberal ruined cities in the country and they would clean them all up.
It's like people say, Mussolini, at least the trains ran on time. Like President Xi, you know, at least it didn't smell like pee everywhere.
Exactly.
They smell it XI. I don't know if he'd have to change his name to President Ron or something.
Well, I think it's XI because of that Twitter thing. I think everybody has
Elon got to him. He's got.
Yeah. I think it used to be something like President something, like whatever a Chinese name is. But I think he said, no, I wanted the X in it. So I think that's where we're
at. He's sponsored. Yeah. We should be sponsored by Elon. Yeah. We change our name to the Right Mind Show brought to you by Tesla or whatever.
I would change my name to X. It would be easier to sign my name.
Exactly.
I just sign it with a big X. Do you think they're eating fortune cookies?
I don't think Chinese people eat fortune cookies. I think that's an American thing. They're called almond cookies,
Are they really?
Over there as well.
Are they? I'm allergic to almonds, I think. Well, I don't know if I actually am. I'm allergic to walnuts, though, I think, because this was 2 years ago, and I'm not allergic to anything. Mm-hmm. Get this. Here's the irony of it. I'm at this Christmas dinner, okay, with family and stuff, and they stuck like a walnut in my salad or something. I'd say that's nutty, but that'd be a pun. But anyway, there was like a walnut in my salad, and here's the irony of it. My head blew up like a pumpkin, even though I ate a walnut. Now, you would think it would like turn into a nut, but no, my head was the size of a pumpkin.
You know the giant ones that you have to use a nutcracker for?
Yeah.
What are those? Are those walnuts?
Something like that.
If you swallow those whole without even breaking them open, I too am allergic. I start to choke, and then like shards of the shell start to get in my throat.
And then you would need the Heimlich, which, by the way, you know what? That reminds me of something. My wife said, don't bring me up on the show today, so I got to tell you a story about her.
Oh, I love your wife's stories that we're not supposed to hear.
You know what she did? I am not making this up, okay, because a lot of times people say, this can't be happening. This is just too bizarre to happen. But this is actually true. She tells me the other night, she goes, I'm not going to be home tonight because I have to go to a CPR class for this daycare that I teach at. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she says, and it's like 3-4 hours long. Because I go, 3-4 hours long to learn CPR? I mean, you're going to be dead if it takes 3-4 hours to do CPR. And she says, no, there's a new way of doing CPR. So now apparently, if I start choking, mm-hmm. Joey, do not do the old way, the old CPR on me, okay? Or no, that's a Heimlich. But if I start choking and I have a heart attack or whatever, you've got to do it the new way that apparently takes 3-4 hours. Now, wouldn't you just be dead if it took 3-4 hours to you would want something quick, wouldn't you?
Does it involve a dinner and a movie and
I think
getting
did.
Them ready
I
to
don't know.
Come
and,
back
and,
to life?
And she came back and she smelled like Old Spice. I said, what is this all about? I don't know. I'm starting to think something weird is going on between this OnlyFans thing and now this. On the line with me now is my friend Billy Painter of the Bearded Patriot. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you, Todd, for having me on. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just dandy. Now, you've got the Bearded Patriot. Now, as the Bearded Patriot, tell us, it's actually an organization that you have with a friend. In addition to your show, what other things does the Bearded Patriot do?
Well, for the most part, it's a small group of us. And by the way, I hate to correct you, but it's Patriots, plural.
There. I knew that. No, actually, I did know that. I wanted to see if you were listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we got, you know, it's basically something that I figured I started with. You know, there's me who's basically running a podcast. I have one podcast right now called Outlaw Radio that I have on hiatus, but should be back soon. And of course, that podcast is not safe for radio because we tend to go fully uncensored and go into a variety of different subjects. But then the one that you were a guest with me and John Grosvenor was Patriot Confederation that we just started earlier this year that I've actually taken more time with since it started. You know, then you have retired Colonel Chris Wyatt, who's a part of the Bearded Patriots. He's, ever since he was retired from the Army, he just started growing a beard. Now he looks like something out of Duck Dynasty or Gandalf or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another good friend of mine that you can find on YouTube named Jericho Green, who's a black conservative in the depths of Bay Area, California.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So that's unique. Well,
He obviously doesn't really fit in much with his ideology, plus the fact that he's a person of color with a mind of his own.
Now, I can imagine. Well, one of the things I find interesting is like shows like your own. The mainstream media seems to gloss over or actually ignore a lot of the issues that conservatives are interested in. Without a podcast and shows like yours, the other news that we get is all like a broken narrative from the left. I mean, this seems to be the only way of getting the conservative viewpoint.
Not only that, too, but I think I should probably tell you who my employer is for my daytime job, which really doesn't stray from the hobbies, which is the Bearded Patriots or Patriot Confederation. I also work customer service for John B. Wells, if that name rings a bell to you.
Okay, we'll explain that to our listeners that who it doesn't ring a bell with.
Okay, so John B. Wells is actually one of the former weekend hosts of Coast to Coast AM before George Norrie completely mm-hmm. took over.
Right.
And, of course, you know, you listen to Coast, and George Norrie's good, and he's good at what he does and whatnot. But, you know, he kind of tends to stick strictly with things like the UFO conspiracy theories and things like that. Well, John B. Wells, we'll get into a little bit of the space conspiracy theories a little bit. But for the most part, he's very focused on telling the truth, what our government's doing to us. And he got fired from Coast to Coast AM for us. And I'll say verbatim, we are witnessing the resurgence of a communist regime. He got fired for saying that. But
and how long ago was this? How long ago was he fired?
This 2014.
Okay. All right.
So the very next day he started Caravan to Midnight, and Caravan to Midnight, of course, was more or less a premium podcast with a variety of different guests, which include, you know, like Mary Fanning and Roger Stone, a lot of big names like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he took Caravan to Midnight to terrestrial radio at the end of 2020, which is when I started working for him. And he's also got the weekend show on Saturdays called Arc Midnight. And, of course, John B. Wells, once you hear the voice, you'll never forget it. I mean, he's got the voice for radio.
Right. And a lot of times people say, well, he's very like conspiracy theories and things like that. But I think, you know, like they really go into depth as far as what it is. I mean, that they have things to back up what they're talking about. As far as being in customer service with that, what do you actually do? What does that entail?
Well, given the fact, too, that, you know, that Caravan to Midnight is a membership-based program that, not everything's free, and where you get all kinds of free podcasts like mine, but you want good quality, you do have to pay for it. And so, you know, I handle the memberships for Caravan to Midnight, and, you want to access the past program, handle that for them. Plus, I handle technical issues if people are having issues with, like, the Caravan to Midnight app and things
Gotcha.
That,
so do you go into, like, conspiracies and things like that? What are some of the things that you talk about? And Joey wants to ask you a question, too.
We love Arc Midnight here at News Talk STL. This is the station that's playing you, Arc Midnight, every Sunday morning from midnight to 3 a.m., and I was just wondering, since you said there's no free things or anything, if you could send me a free T-shirt, actually.
Yeah, because Joey really likes his T-shirts.
Yeah.
And so he's not even wearing a shirt right now. So, I mean, if you could maybe send one today.
I'm glad this is over the phone.
But just saying, we're a huge fan of your employer and Arc Midnight over here at News Talk STL. So thank you for everything you do over there.
There you go, Billy. See?
Oh,
You're at home. You're at home here at News Talk STL, so we're glad that you're here.
Sorry to interrupt. That was silly. Frivolous.
It's okay. He's cold. He doesn't have a shirt on him. Yeah. He's like, over here, give me a shirt. I'm like, well, ask Billy for a shirt, for gosh sakes. Going back to the conspiracies, though, tell us a few of the things. What are some of the things that you're referring to that, can you share any of these things? Are there things that we might want to know?
Okay. Absolutely. So we'll go into one conspiracy theory that I have. I'll try to make this as brief as possible. And it's kind of funny we're talking about this because I was just talking to a friend of mine right there in the state of Missouri about 3 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him about an issue we have here in the nearby Snake River called quagga mussels that just came here out of nowhere. And he was telling me near St. Louis, they've had the problem with zebra mussels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Of course,
we have a lot of problems here.
Quagga mussels. Yeah, quagga mussels and zebra mussels, basically the difference between a horse and a zebra. They're basically the same thing. They're a very invasive, aggressive pest. But their larvae was just found here in the Snake River. Now, quagga mussels and zebra mussels are indigenous to Russia and Ukraine, and they cannot survive seawater. So what are they doing here? How did they get here? And the plan to do this, to contain the problem, is going to kill off a lot of fish. So I don't think they're here by accident. Honestly, my conspiracy theory, I think somebody planted them here as a move to control things, because it's so weird that, I understand if you go to the parks here, no boating, no swimming, no fishing. I get that. But they closed off the entire park from the playgrounds, the hiking trails, to the picnic areas, which doesn't make any sense because they're nowhere near the water.
Right.
Why do they got to close down the whole park for that? You know, that only tells me it's because you don't want the general public to witness something they're not supposed to know.
Right. Well, that does sound a little mysterious.
Could this be an attack on our food supply? Like when China's trying to buy up our farmland?
Yes.
And it's like, is China going to be in charge of our food supply? Now these Ukrainian mussels are killing our fish?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of similar.
And I was also thinking about the chicken plants and stuff like that. They're all catching on fire and all the chickens are burning up.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but Tyson Foods has been talking with Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum, and they're starting an insect processing plant.
Wow.
Trying to make
and
us some bugs.
Klaus Schwab has already talked about making people eat bugs.
Well, it's like that Greta, that
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah, that kid, that annoying little kid person. Yeah, that she's always saying, you've got to eat more bugs. Yeah, I mean, is that who you're talking about? Yeah. The cows, too, Billy. I mean, so they had a bunch of the cows in Texas. They had the kill or something like that. So you think this is all interrelated? Like this is all part of, some type of way
Yes,
to,
I do.
Yeah.
The Green Initiative, they were saying cows are farting too much, and then they had to get rid of some of the cows. That's decimating our food supply also.
Yeah, I think we have to say flatulence. Can we say farting on the air?
Flatulence, yeah. That sounds French.
I don't know. I've heard that word being said on quite a few terrestrial stations in 2002. So.
Pinky's up. Farting. Cows were farting.
I'm going to say it right now. Fart. I just said, wow, that felt good. I mean, just to say it. I didn't actually. Anyway. Well, Billy, okay, we're just about out of time. How can people listen to your show? Because you said you actually have like a small network. Because even our show, you play on Sunday nights, which we thank you very much for. How can people tune in and how can they, enjoy all the stuff that you have?
Well, the easiest way for you to tune in to Patriot Confederation and find where I keep archives is go to thebeardedpatriots.com.
Okay.
And then up top in the menu, you will see Patriot Confederation there.
Perfect.
And we got some guests coming on here in the near future. In fact, just last week I interviewed Chris Wright, who is one of your Republican candidates for governor of Missouri.
That's what you said. Yeah. So that's just it. You got a lot of hard hitters. You got people that really, that have more sense than the squat. Or is it the squad?
They don't know squat.
They don't know squat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have the people that actually matter.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, Billy, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you'll be a frequent contributor. And I want everybody to check it out. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, I appreciate you fighting the good fight with us. We'll be back soon. Okay. Thank you very much, my friend. Well, that was Billy Patriot of the Bearded Patriot. That is plural. And he's got some interesting stuff.
We got to see what kind of merch he's got. If he doesn't have a singing fish, we got to get him one soon. Big Mouth Billy Patriot the Best.
I bet you they have a shirt like it. Now, did you really just not have a shirt to wear today, Joey? Or is this like some type of Chippendales thing you're doing?
You know, when you work in radio, you get paid in concert tickets and T-shirts.
Right.
And how many T-shirts have I gotten out of you?
I gave you one.
Yeah, you see, it's working out.
But
all you have to do is ask.
I know. Okay. Well, I mean, it's getting cold. You're lucky it's warm here in November, but you're going to catch a chill. I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. You're listening to The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, we talk to Rob Collins, the founder of Coin Conservative Credit Cards, about how you can give to great conservative charities by shopping like you normally would. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL, and now a man so generous that he shares his HBO login with two of his three children, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch is in the background doing his Mitch thing. And on the line with me now is Mr. Rob Collins. He's the CEO, founder of Coin. And it's really interesting what you have going on, Rob. It's a credit card for conservatives, along with a whole bunch more. Tell us about your company and tell us about yourself.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah, I started this company about 2 years ago, and we're growing like a weed. We are customers in every state. And it's the same kind of credit card everyone on your show, all your listeners have. Visa network, and you can charge tap click, but every time you charge, you get 1% back unlimited, and we donate to conservative charities.
No, that's awesome.
Once a quarter, we see how much. Yeah, we see once a quarter, we see what's in the charity box. We put four good charities up, and people vote, and if a charity gets 40% of the vote, they get 40% of the charity bucket. And this year alone, we'll donate more. This is how why we need coin, why we need a parallel economy, but also really encouraging. We're going to donate more money to conservative charities in our first year, $1,000, than the big three credit card companies combined will give to conservative charities. So it tells you how much room or how steep the hill is. But, definitely shows that there's a need for this kind of work, and people have been great. Our customers are awesome. People have been so supportive. People like you having me on, so we can talk about it. It's really, really, really growing.
Yeah, and that's awesome because you get a lot of cards and things that are out there. They're more. They're becoming woke. I mean, you've got stuff. I mean, they have these causes and things that a lot of conservatives are like, well, this is making me uncomfortable. And have you seen, has anybody been, either denied a card or is there any restrictions that you could see like that with conservatives that just based on their political beliefs and social backgrounds? I mean, is that really a thing? I mean, is that one of the things that you're fighting against?
Well, we don't find that people are denied credit based on their ideology, but the first point you see a lot, which is, the big seven credit card companies donate billions of dollars to very left-leaning causes.
Right.
Clinton Foundation, Acorn, Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, you name it, they've given money. And a lot of conservatives say that's their right. It's still America. You can do it with your money what you want, but I don't want my commerce to support that.
Right.
So they're switching cards and they're getting the same level of service. They're getting the same access. They're getting everything is the same. They're getting great cashback rewards. But instead of supporting a system that candidly hates them, they're now engaged with a system that, thinks their values are important and should be supported. So, that's kind of the thesis of our project here.
That's great. And what are some of the charities that you're backing?
So we did a charity that supported servicemen and women who supported the children of servicemen and women who lives in the defense of our country. And they helped them go to college. We also worked with a charity that's called Portals, which helps homeschool folks who are developing curriculum kind of get away from the woke culture and woke curriculum and kind of build a good charity. And then we also partnered with a group called Lifehouse, which is a halfway house for folks getting out of prison that use Christian-centered values and no government funding to help folks coming out of prison, get off drugs, train them for a job. And if you get through the system, there's an 80% success rate with this program, and it's unbelievable. So, I mean, we've been really lucky and fortunate to find some really great charities. Our customers and our waitlisters recommend these charities to us, and we've found some really great ones that are doing important work, solving America's problems, but just from a conservative perspective.
Okay. You have a point here. In my notes, you mentioned if you want to change the culture, you have to change the commerce. And I like the way that sounds. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, when you look at all the great cities in the world, Florence, New York, London, they were financial centers and they impacted the culture. They impacted what was built and and everything that came out of that. So we take that example and we say, listen, we're not happy with our children burning our cities, our children supporting terrorists, our children being fed a dangerous supply of un-American ideals. And we say, how do we get here? Well, it's coming out of our educational institutions and it's coming out of the think tanks and charities that support these groups and set the taste and set the standards. And these are all being funded heavily by corporate America. And it's not like they give a dollar to the left and a dollar to the right. They give all the dollars to the left and no dollars to the right. Black Lives Matter raised $122 million and they immediately partnered with the National Education Association to create a curriculum based on this ideology. It's a Marxist ideology. It's an ideology that is calling for the complete destruction of Israel. And that $122 million came from corporate America.
Right.
But primarily the financial service industry, by the way.
Yeah, and I guess so what you're doing and what I like, I mean, you want accountability. I mean, so if I were to use a card through you guys, I would know that none of my money in one way or another was going to be going to any of these causes, like you said, that are going to either, fund the enemy or promote wokeism. Is that what you're saying? I mean, you can be guaranteed that? I mean,
exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. And once a quarter, you'd be able to vote and say, hey, I mean, it's one card, one vote, but I really like this one charity and I'd like to throw my support behind them. And, you'd feel like, okay, I have some control on what's happening. I understand, and makes me feel more plugged in and helps me, feel like I'm doing my part. Because, when it's hot and the kids want ice cream and there's only Ben and Jerry's in front of your car, you're going to stop because it's a lot easier to silence the mob than
yeah, exactly.
to say no. But at least, when you're using your coin card, you're fighting back. You're giving to good charities and you're not supporting things that you don't like and that are, I would argue, tearing down America.
Right. I totally agree. And I guess what I was going back before when I brought up something about, you mentioned like denying credit, I guess I was off the mark when I said that. I guess I was thinking about PayPal. I mean, there were certain situations where certain accounts were being restricted or whatnot based on where the money was going to. So that's not exactly extending over to the credit card situation, is it?
People are joining Coin because they feel more comfortable that, we will always comply with the law, but we're not aiding in the collection of information of unfavored industries like guns or anything like that. Mm-hmm. However, in the business world, I hear more and more people calling me saying, I'm in an unfavored industry like guns or oil, gas, or some sort of supportive industry, and I have trouble moving money or my bank or my credit card will terminate us based on kind of because they don't want to be in those businesses. And so they always ask us if we have a business card. And I always say, unfortunately, not yet, but we're working on it. We're working on it every day. But so I do hear that anecdotally from the business community.
Right. Okay. And that's one of the things you're moving towards. So if people are interested, what is the best way to get involved? How can they go ahead and apply for your card?
Yeah, it's super simple. Just go to our website, www.coign, so that's coin, but we put a G in there. It's an architectural term. Mm-hmm. Coin.com. So coign.com. The application is right there. Or if you're not sure and you just want to kind of check us out for a little while, you can also sign up for the wait list and just kind of, like I said, learn more. And it's been unbelievable, the growth and the support. People are really anxious to make the switch. And the great news is the people who do make the switch are really enjoying their experience. We get high customer service satisfaction, and our customer service reports out great results. And so we're really pleased we're offering a high-quality product to conservatives, but also one that makes them feel really good. I mean, no one loves their credit card company, but there's a lot of people who love their coin card. And that's a really great feeling, and I know that helps us feel like we're really making a difference.
Yeah, and that's important, too, because like you said, I mean, knowing that, even though you don't like it, I mean, at least you know that you're helping out, charities and things like that that matter, and you're not funding the enemy, so to speak. So that's great to hear, Rob. Well, I appreciate it. Well, any last words before we tell everybody to go sign up?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you giving me a platform here to talk about it and everything you do, because this is a David versus Goliath kind of conflict where they have a lot. They have a lot of power. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of access to the system. But we can survive. We can build it. We just have to be really faithful, really patient. And we're making great, Coin's not the only conservative company, but we're making great strides. And I think all of us have a real opportunity to work together to really change how things have been going lately.
Have you faced any, and again, I thought I was wrapping up, but I have one more question. Have you faced any challenges? I mean, have you gotten any pushback from some of, you mentioned as David against Goliath. Has Goliath pushed back on you at all?
Yeah, I mean, right now they just deny us access to credit. They deny us access to banks. People will say, oh, we love this. We think it's so smart, but we're not going to work with conservatives.
You know, they, you know, talent, people won't come to work with us, or, you know, oh, we won't work with conservatives. So we've overcome all these challenges. We work with a lot of folks in the Midwest who are more interested in working with a profitable business than their ideology. But it is hard. And that's kind of the David versus Goliath, is that, you know, we're constantly having trouble finding people who want to work with conservatives because, you know, they don't believe what we believe, which is, you know, kind of terrible. I mean, it's like saying you're a Packers fan and I don't want to work with you because I'm a Cowboys fan. It's like, well, we can still work together. We can still, you know, both have profitable enterprises. But it's a deep seat. I mean, it's no surprise that the left is very closed-minded and very used to control. And when they see something like coin coming, they don't want to help it. They don't want to work with it, and they don't want to support it. So yeah, there have been a lot of challenges, but we've gotten through all of them.
And don't you find it kind of surprising, though, that somebody said, we don't want to work with the conservatives who basically stand for, you know, ethics, values, things like that, you know, wholesome families, things like that? I mean, it's not like you're saying we're not talking about, you know, cancer here or something. We're talking about good all-American patriotic values and, you know, being an American. I mean, so when did that become such a bad thing? It doesn't make any sense.
You know, I don't know. When we launched, it was when Joe Rogan went to Spotify, and you know, Joe Rogan's a guy who asks questions and he's a curious, and I wouldn't say he's a conservative, but he just, you know, he shakes up the establishment's kind of way of doing things. And so when we were launching, we saw the trouble Joe Rogan had, where people were protesting him and threatening to cancel him and do all these terrible things. And just so when the first rejection came, not for business reasons, but for ideological, like, oh, you know, gross conservatives, we don't want to work with you, it kind of fit the moment. So we were like, oh, okay, this is what we're going to face too. So, you know, we've got a great team. They're all committed and we're not too worried about it. We've gotten over it. It's just, it makes it a lot harder, but they can't stop.
Well, but you're being a true patriot too. I mean, I work with, I have several friends, for example, that work in a variety of industries that say, well, I don't want anybody to find out that I'm a conservative, otherwise I'll you know, lose customers or lose clients. And I do that from the sponsorship level. It's like, oh, I can't work with you because they have found out you're conservative, and then I'm going to, you know, that's going to hurt my bottom line. When you need people like you and other people to actually stand up and be a patriot and say, well, look, what we believe in is good. It's not evil. And it's time for people to quit being what I call passive patriots and start, you know, putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. So I applaud you for that. And
well, that's what Coin's whole premise is, which is a lot of us are running businesses and families, and we don't have a lot of time to fight and be active patriots. This is a way for folks who don't have time but want to help. It's a really seamless way because the credit card is ubiquitous. Everyone has one, and everyone's used one before. But you're right. I do agree. And it is exciting when people, you know, you can choose which credit card you can get. And most of our customers pick the most red, the most, it says we the people across the credit card. So it tells me there are a lot of people who aren't afraid to throw that credit card on the table and say what they are, who they are. We have a couple choices for the more shy conservatives, but 95% of our customers pick the more, you know, strong conservative one. So I think people are changing. I think they're more willing to step out because they see, you know, silence is just empowering really bad ideas. I mean, you see our kids and you sit there and say, how did we get here? And how, you know, how is this sort of behavior been normalized? And, you know, we got to all work together. We got to take back our country, and commerce is the most effective way. Change the commerce, you can change the culture. Change the culture, you change the politics.
That's great.
And that's really the track we have to get on.
And you're out there doing it. That's fantastic, my friend. Well, thank you for joining us, Rob. And I want to look forward to hearing more. And till next time, you know, I encourage everyone to go out and check out the site coin.com. That's coign.com. And if you're a patriot, and I know you are if you're listening, go out and check this out. And that's where your credit card should come from. So thank you very much, Rob. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting. Do you have any credit cards, Joey?
I do, but he just reminded me how we all used to be able to customize our card and put whatever picture we wanted on it.
Yes, yes, I did. You know, right.
Yeah, I would just put a picture of my nipple on it, and then I'd have the card in my little shirt pocket and my front chest, and I'd pull it out, and I'd say, swipe that for me, young man.
I have got to tell you, you are on fire today with your innovation. I mean, that's capitalism, see, because if you were like a liberal woke person, that would probably, you would have said, yeah, nipple, if I could put a ring through it or something, but not you. Mm-hmm. You are thinking capitalism. How could this really be something that could be, from a commerce standpoint, take off? And I like that.
And coin. You know, you could probably build your credit if you have a credit card.
Yeah.
But speaking of building things.
Oh, that reminds me, because he's outside the window knocking on it. That's also broken because the station is moving. If something's broken, I know we're getting to it right now. You got to call my buddy Rick Bernstein at the Bernstein Remodelers if something's broken. But not only that, say you want to put up a big Christmas tree, okay?
Oh, yes.
Yes, but say that it's so big this year that you have to move a wall to do it. Who would you call? You would call Rick.
Rick.
Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers, because they do stuff like that. They do home remodeling, room additions, anything you need, a deck, or if you need a wall relocated, which seems to be a big thing. We've pointed that out several times.
They might need a skylight for my Christmas tree.
I think they would do that. I think they would make a skylight so that your giant Christmas tree that you bought with a coin credit card,
they poke would do right out the top.
They would go right through the top. Boop. The Bernstein Remodelers would do it. But let me tell you something. In the meantime, while you're doing all this renovation, if something breaks, it'd be like electric or plumbing or whatever. I mean, they're able to do that too. I've known Rick now for over 20 years. I used to say 20 years, but now it's beyond 20 years. And he's a great guy. And all of his workers are custom trained. They know what they're doing. And what's the favorite part that I always bring up?
His people are so polite. I've heard that time and time again from you.
Well, sometimes I'll just break something, you know, mm-hmm. just so I could, you know, have somebody come over that would be polite to me. You know, they'd say, what's wrong? Oh, this broke again. I go, yeah. And they say, well, Mr. Showalter, sir, even though, sir, you're very stupid, that we want to thank you for having us over. So they're very polite. No, they don't really call me
stupid.
Get into
a fight with the wife, and you're like, if you're mean to me, I'm going to call the Bernstein Remodelers team because they're polite.
They are polite and well-trained, and I've known them for over 20 years. Well, I've known my wife longer than that, but anyway. But they're going to be polite. But if you want somebody polite that's going to work on your home or add to it or fix something, I want you to call my buddy Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers at 314-324-3024. That's Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers, 314-324-3024. And when we come back, more fun and mayhem on the way. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my good buddy Joey B and Mitch in the background. This is The Right Mind Show on Newstalk STL. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, King Kirby from DiscountCoffee.com calls in live from Florida while he's swimming with the manatees. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL. And now a man who is so against illegal drugs that he won't even crack his knuckles, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch is back there doing his Mitch thing. And on the line with us now is the king from his kingdom that is not the kingdom where you would expect. He is now at a kingdom in Florida. How you doing, King? How are things down in the Everglades or the swamp or the Sunshine State or wherever the heck, Disney World?
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving, Joey, from Southern Florida. So
oh.
The king is getting ready for his big turkey feast.
Yes.
And we're still shipping out gifts all across the country, coffee, teas, hot chocolates, and everything. As a matter of fact, Black Friday is not just on Friday anymore. Whoa. It's like every day at DiscountCoffee.com.
Seriously. Well, tell us more.
Well, we have Black Friday deals on Land O'Lakes cocoa, like buy one, get one free. And then Right Mind listeners that use the coupon code Right Mind get a 15% off additional discount, even on the BOGO Black deal. And we got flavored coffees for the holidays from Kellogg Coffee. If you got a Keurig brewer, we have the K-Cups and all different brands like Chalk and Hills Brothers and Barney's White Christmas Coffee is a real popular one.
Right.
All kinds of Nestle Hot Cocos with marshmallows. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Black Friday, we got Black Friday deals, and we're changing them each day. Okay. So today is Saturday. There's a Black Friday deal. Tomorrow's Sunday. There's going to be a Black Friday deal.
You're getting pretty excited down there in Florida, King. You got to restrain yourself. And I believe we have a few more days where if you order, you're going to get the complimentary pumpkin spice creamer, aren't you?
It's a free Coffee Mate pumpkin spice with 50 individual tubs.
Right.
With any coffee purchase. And that's on top of the Right Mind coupon code that gets you an additional 15% off.
Right. So you're basically giving the kingdom away. So if anybody that orders, I mean, if they go to discountcoffee.com, regardless of any sale or buy one, get one free, it doesn't matter what kind of promotion they're having. If you put in the Right Mind code in the promo code, you're going to get 15% off, plus you're going to get the free pumpkin spice creamer. Wow, that is really, that's very, very generous of you, King. I want to thank you. I want to thank you.
Happy holidays, and we're emptying the kingdom out.
All right. Well, it sounds like the Florida sunshine is really making you giddy and happy down there. So I don't want to take away, because I know you've got to flip over in that Speedo to get the other side, you know, tan. Otherwise, you'll burn. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're evenly tanned, correct?
I'm going to go swim with the manatee.
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't want to burst the bubble here. Anyway, well, thank you for joining us. Okay,
and I enjoy- thank you guys and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you, King.
Wow, love you, King. That's true. And anybody, I go out there today. Go to discountcoffee.com. You're going to enjoy all of these great things that he was talking about. In addition, they have cappuccinos, break room supplies, snacks. You name it, you can get it at discountcoffee.com. I can't believe how giddy he was. And Joey has something to say. What?
I've actually got my Black Friday shopping cart ready to go on discountcoffee.com.
I typed
in the word black, and I'm just buying whatever pops up. And we've got some black silk Folgers ground. Yeah. We've got some black tea from Tazo. And, ooh, these black dome lids that you put on the coffee cups.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 1,000 of them.
You should do that.
Just the lids.
Just the lids. Mm-hmm. That way you could be the... You could be like the king of the prince of lids.
Let me know if this business idea works. I'm going to buy out everything King Kirby has.
Love it.
And then I'm going to charge more money.
Oh, yeah. Then you could call it not discount coffee.
Yeah, not discount coffee. Not discount coffee.
Oh, let's do that. Can I join you?
Of course.
That'd be kind of fun. Okay, let's do it.
Use code RIGHTMIND at discountcoffee.com if you want a deal. Go to notdiscountcoffee.com if you want to pay double.
I like that.
Yes.
You're like a marketing genius.
Thank
you. Wow. I think it's the end of society, though, because you mentioned stores. You know what I saw at the store? I am not making this up. There's this guy who had like a tank shirt on. He goes down like the aisle that has the deodorant. He takes the top off, puts the deodorant on, puts the top back on the shelf, and he goes on his way.
It's weird that all that stuff isn't protected more, because I've done that where I wanted to smell the shampoo first, and then I squeeze it a little too hard, and then it pops right out the top and gets all over.
It gave me an idea. I mean, I thought, this guy's got it down. I mean, he's definitely has good hygiene without paying for it. So you know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I opened some toothpaste. I started brushing my teeth right there, and I moved over to, like, you know, then I got some floss, because I always like to floss my teeth, and I put it all back on the shelf when I was done.
I think every swipe of deodorant you steal is probably saving you at least a penny. It's worth the drive to the store just to not have that stick at home. Just
do you have the pumpkin spice deodorant now that we were talking about?
I remember you saying it didn't taste that good, but it sounded like it's an easy way to apply to a bagel or a bread. If you had a stick of pumpkin spice and just right there on your toast, that would be delicious.
And it's not going to sweat. It's not going to sweat. Antiperspirant and deodorant. Yeah, that's always
that is
good
a prank
stuff.
That I've seen before. You cut off the top of someone's deodorant and you put cream cheese in there instead. And just see how
that
far they get.
That is good. Or
just
hide
in their little closet and watch.
Or you put their hand like in warm water while they're sleeping and they'll wet the bed. That works. I did that on my kids all the time. And then I said, I call my wife, hey, look, they peed the bed again. And she said, I told you not to keep doing this. I said, but I just wanted to see if it would work.
The April Fool's prank that I always do that works to this day is you put a rubber band around the sprayer on the sink.
Yeah.
Mom gets up at 5 a.m. to get a cup of water. Boom. Right in the face.
Oh, boy. I love how that's one of my favorites. Yeah. April Fool's Day is my favorite. Mm-hmm. That's one of my all time. Although, you know what? I don't think April Fool's Day should just be on April 1st. I think it should be like more often. So sometimes I do pranks all during the week and sometimes all, you know, during the year. I certainly do. Are you ready for your Christmases around the corner here? Did you get all your Christmas shopping done?
We are over here in Union Station, and they start this Polar Express Christmas train so early. I think it's because they want the families to be able to get their Christmas photos that they're going to mail out.
Right.
So they start it November 12th or whatever, so you can get them. But we were just taking our photos for the podcast. We walked inside that beautiful hotel, Union Station Hotel. They had Bing Crosby playing, and they had the biggest Christmas tree in the world. And I felt pretty festive. You have your scarf on. It was nice, even though it's 80 degrees today.
Well, I always wear the scarf because I want to get in that Christmas spirit. And the guy, did you notice that the guy that was standing next to us shook his head and dandruff flew all over the place? And it felt like it was snowing.
So festive.
It did. I liked it a lot. It was kind of fun.
He said, can I take your bag, sir? I was like, I don't have any bags. So he just took our phone and ran away.
Well, that's like the valet guy. The valet guy out front, he said, you know, can I take your car? And he did. And it turns out I come in here. They said, we don't have a valet guy. So I think someone stole my car.
You can just go up to any hotel, stand out front, say, throw me your keys. And then no tip necessary.
And then that would take care of your Christmas shopping. Hey, kids, look, I got you like a Prius. Oh, I don't like Prius.
Got to steal a bow from somewhere to put on this new Lexus I got. That's what they do on the commercials.
Where do they get those giant bows, by the way? I looked everywhere. I go to the dollar store. They don't have those.
Yeah, you got to go to the $2 store.
Oh, that must be it.
Now, stop being so cheap.
Well, you talked about Christmas cards. You know, the Postal Service doesn't work anymore. I mean, I was getting Christmas cards until June. Last June, I got a Christmas card, and it was postmarked like in November of like the earlier year. What happened to the Postal Service?
We were just over at the post office taking another picture. We bagged these up 10 at a time, and we were just trying to take a picture in the lobby, and these people kept walking through our photos carrying big boxes of letters and stuff. The one time they work is when we're trying to take our photo.
Can you believe that? I think that they waited for us to come in there, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you notice, it was totally bare, right? And as soon as we show up, and did I even offered it for them. I said, did I not? I said, would you like to be in the picture? And what they say? They said something that Rick Burstein's workers would never say. They said some dirty word to me. And I
harumph.
Yeah, I think they kind of waved at me with one finger, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, now there's no mail anymore. I don't understand what that is. It's crazy. Did you? I don't know.
I love that we have all these photos of us together. And you said that they've actually taken the place of your family photos in your living room and up and down the staircase. It's just you and me. Your funeral, we said, is just going to be pictures of you and me. And I love that.
That's nice, right? Well, hopefully it won't be soon, although we are still in downtown St. Louis. So you can plan your funeral anytime you want, I suppose. Well, we were saying before that you could be like a tour guide down here because we were walking towards Market Street a little while ago. And you just casually pointed out, you said, oh, Todd, that's where the guy got his head blown off right there. And I thought, you know, how I would have known that. I wish you hadn't told me that because then I was petrified. I thought, my God, is it going to happen again? But you know all these little nuggets about St. Louis that typically you could be like a tour guide. I mean, and that could be your thing.
People go to Main Street St. Charles on these cobblestone roads to talk about ghosts that haunted the place 200 years ago. Don't you want to see fresh, dried blood on the street like yesterday?
Right.
Someone died there. Ooh. Well, that's way spookier.
And this is where you become a ghost. I mean, this is where it all starts.
The ghost's smell is still fresh. You're not going to get that sort of fresh ghost smell in St. Charles. That's old ghost.
No,
that's dusty
you
ghost.
Smell, like you said, the fresh blood coming up off the sidewalk and everything. No, it's really quite something. You get to see the murders here before they even get the police tape out. That's really neat.
We have another friend of the show, Julia Gordon Bramer. She's like a tarot card reader. Yeah. We could get her on this ghost tour, and she'll tell you the day before something's going to happen. She's like, tomorrow, someone's going to die right there. And then you'd be like, oh my goodness, I was there before it happened. You'd be a hipster in the ghost hunting community.
All right. Anything else before we fade off into the sunset?
Last week we said this is our last time in the studio.
That is.
And now, this time, we promise this is our last time at Union Station until next week. Until
I don't think so. It's like that Godfather thing. They keep pulling me back. You know, I mean, seriously, we took a picture last week of us under a bridge with bullet holes and stuff like that, saying we're finally safe. We're out of here. You know, it's like you come home from the war or something like that. They made it out alive. And what happens? We're back here again. I don't think we're ever leaving.
Yeah, we are supposed to be moving to Westport area, and it's a very top secret location, except for the press release we put out with the St. Louis Business Journal that gives our exact address. But besides that, no anti-conservative people will be able to find us and yell at us for all the terrible things we say on this funny show that's just making fun of the world that we don't even take seriously ourselves.
Well, you know, the thing is, because apparently I wasn't supposed to say midgets the one time. Apparently you're not supposed to say
midgets.
Did your
wife tell you not to?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say midgets. They're little people. I go, yeah, well, they're that too. Midgets are little people. I don't see what the big thing is here. But apparently she thought that there were going to be midgets out here protesting the station, and I would have loved to show up. because I've never seen a midget protest. And if I showed up and there were little midgets, or little people, or whatever they call them, out there protesting the station, I feel like, you know, my life would have been complete.
We should insult anyone that we think would make for good footage and get us press for this show. So werewolves, yeah. You suck. You smell bad? Come right. At me. I don't care if you know where I'm at.
Yeah, right.
Stupid werewolves are dumb, and they don't even speak English that good.
So now, what is that really the reason that they didn't? We're not supposed to know the location of the new station? Because do you think, like, I'm really like a closet liberal or something like that? And is that why nobody will give me the location of the station?
We're still testing you out. Once you get to the 20th episode, then we know that you're safe.
I'm like, well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the new station. Well, we're not going to tell you where it's at. I'm like, well, geez. Okay. All right. So.
Well, you're close. I think this was our 17th, 18th episode. So two more in the bag.
I didn't think we'd make it to a second one. I'm really quite surprised. Yeah. And that's going to do it for us. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my good buddy Joey V. Mitch is still not talking to us in the background. You've been listening to The Right Mind Show. And remember, like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 Newstalk STL and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.